Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Since June 2022, when Roe v. Wade was overturned by the Supreme Court, the battle over abortion has been raging in the states. We're going to give you an update on the state activity on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Of course, you know, Matt, we've been talking, of course, a lot about Florida. You argued before the Florida Supreme Court to keep this abortion amendment off the ballot in Florida. On the same day, the same court issued two totally different decisions. One was in favor of life to uphold the 15-week ban. And then on the other hand, they ruled that this abortion amendment can stay on the ballot.
Yeah, there are two different legal theories or foundational arguments for each one. But in the one, April 1, great decision. It was 6-1. Something that we have worked for 35 years in Florida, since 1989, when the Florida Supreme Court went off the deep end in 1989 in the case of T.W., like the U.S. Supreme Court did in 1973 in Roe v. Wade. Florida Supreme Court did that independently in 1989, ruling that there is an independent right to an abortion in the Florida Constitution and that the, quote, fetus, that's their words, is simply a highly specialized group of cells, that's their words, totally dependent upon the mother for sustenance. A highly specialized group of cells?
My word is baby.
And with no medical testimony in the case, this was just how activist this court was, 1989. Mm-hmm. We wrote an amicus brief to stop that train wreck, but the court went the wrong way. For 35 years, we've been working to overturn that. We filed amicus briefs in the case on behalf of Liberty Counsel to uphold the 15-week abortion ban and on behalf of Liberty Counsel Action to overrule the 1989 TW. And by God's grace, an amazing decision on April 1. The 15-week abortion ban was upheld, which now allows the 6-week heartbeat abortion ban to go into effect no later than May 1.
Right.
And also, the Supreme Court overturned the TW 1989 decision, saying that there is no right to an abortion in the Florida Constitution. Great decision, 35 years in the making.
But then on the other hand, we had a very disappointing decision saying that this horrific, deceptive, misleading, and all the other adjectives you can think of, abortion amendment may be able to stay on the ballot for November.
Yeah, I argued that in February along with the solicitor for the Florida Attorney General's office, but in a 4-3 decision with the three women dissenters who got it right, and we just needed one more vote from those other four. They got it wrong, frankly, in a big way. Mm-hmm. And in fact, one of them, the Chief Justice, acknowledged that, yeah, it's very confusing, it's vague, it can have a lot of different interpretations, but nevertheless, that's for the court later on. No, it's not. When it is a voter initiative, the voters need to have a clear understanding of what their yes means and what their no means. And this does not give them that. As you said, it is intentionally deceptive. And if passed, would be even worse than the TW 1989 case because it would overrule every abortion law in the state. Now, there is not a definitive that it's going to be on the ballot yet. We're still working through that. It needs to be certified, and meaning that they have to have all the requisite signatures down to the precinct level. That's being done at this next step. We're looking at that. If it is on the ballot, then we will obviously have to gauge in a lot of education to make sure people understand that this is so broad, so liberal. And they will bring in probably $100+ million of advertising money into the state of Florida just to push this fraud.
Thus enter the church. This is where our work really begins, to these pastors, educate your people and spread the word about this. And when you vote, make sure you vote correctly in favor of life.
Yeah, vote no on this amendment if it's on the ballot. This would be Amendment 4, vote no on it. It is a deceptive, life-killing Amendment.
I mean, they used a lot of deceptive language to get it to this point where they go in parking lots and say, don't you want to protect women's health, women's rights, or whatever, instead of saying anything about abortion. So people were deceived right there.
Even in the signature gathering.
Right. And that's what I mean. And a lot of them probably didn't ask questions. Well, yeah, I want to protect women's rights, women's health, or whatever, you know. And so that's how we got to this point. So again, education is the key here.
Yeah, education is clearly the key. So we're going to be continuing on this particular issue, a great decision on April 1, and then also this concerning decision, this 4-3 decision. We just needed one more vote to stop it from the ballot. It should have been stopped. It violates all kinds of areas of state law because it doesn't comply with being clear and unambiguous. It is anything but that. But beyond Florida, there's also a lot of activity in the rest of the country as well. Since that 2022 decision, voters in California, Michigan, Vermont, and most recently Ohio have amended their state constitutions, making abortion a so-called fundamental right in their state constitutions. On the other hand, in 2018, voters in Alabama, Louisiana, and West Virginia also amended their constitutions in favor of protecting unborn life.
Yeah, currently we have 11 states, which include Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, and of course Florida, Maine, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, and South Dakota all have ballot initiatives that are attempting to codify, or I like the word enshrine, which means it's permanent and cement, as a state constitutional right.
Yeah, currently only Maryland is there an initiative that has actually secured a place on the ballot in 2024. In 2023, Maryland lawmakers sponsored a proposed state constitutional amendment and voted to put it on the 2024 ballot. If approved by voters, the amendment would grant a, quote, fundamental right to reproductive freedom, close quote, and enshrine the right to abortion in the state. Maryland already allows abortion up to viability. The next one that possibly could go on the ballot is this Florida one, but that's yet to be determined. Mm-hmm. There's other ones that we're working with in other states where they're still gathering signatures and or getting those signatures certified. There are decline to sign movements, for example, in South Dakota, where the pro-life groups are going to all these places where they're trying to gather these signatures to put them on the ballot, and they're being deceived in South Dakota, just like they were in Florida. They're being told, sign this petition to get this on the ballot. It protects women, women's rights, women's health. They're not told that it's about abortion. So there are pro-lifers that are going to these places where these pro-abortionists are trying to get signatures, and they have a sign said, declined to sign. And they said, this is about abortion from birth. From conception until birth.
You know, and I find it's concerning anyway to try and change a state constitution.
Yeah.
I'm not really in favor of that at all, much less to protect abortion. But these states go in there and try to change their constitution. I think that's very troubling.
Well, you know, in Florida, for example, a number of years ago, now Florida has a 60% threshold for voter initiative. There are four ways in Florida to amend your constitution. And just like the United States Constitution, there are mechanisms to amend it, but it's very hard.
It should be.
And it should be.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be very easy.
No.
There's four ways to amend the constitution in Florida. One of the ways is to get signatures and put something on the ballot called a voter initiative. If that's the case, if you do it that way, it has to be clear and unambiguous so that it's very clear what it's about, can't be deceptive, and it must address only a single subject. So it can't affect other things besides a very narrow single subject. But the problem, however, is a number of years ago, a voter initiative got on the ballot to protect pregnant pigs, pigs that were being put in cages
pigs
down in South Florida, but they're pregnant. Right. So somebody got a ballot initiative to protect the pigs that were pregnant while they're in these cages. And that got on the ballot, and we have it in our Constitution. It passed.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that raised a lot of pushback, and people said, no, no, that's crazy. So we passed a subsequent amendment that says any voter initiative needs 60% to pass. If Ohio had that, the Ohio abortion amendment would not have passed.
Right.
I think the problem with these initiatives is that if you have enough money, mm-hmm. you can go in and have all these petition gatherers all over the state.
Advertise
and gather petitions and put it on the ballot, and then you have enough money to promote it. But it's the Constitution of the state.
Right, it's not Plato here. It's
so,
the Constitution.
And life should never be on the ballot. Mm-hmm. You mean, are we going to vote to have slavery in one state and right. not in another? No. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life. That's where we have all of our information gathered regarding this particular subject, lc.org/life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.